When this hour is over, I think you're going to find we've shared something very special here. Hi, my name is Rufus, and welcome to an interview of Bono and the music of U2.
There's one thing, it's like a cancer. It's called hate. If you're born into hate, you grow up in hate, it's very hard to heal that hate. You get somebody who's dragged out of his house at 2 o'clock in the morning when he's watching TV, and maybe his 6-year-old son sees his father beaten over the head by the opposition. Could be Catholic, it could be Protestant, whatever side of the fence. And he grows up in that hate. Now, you get a very distorted picture of things. So a lot of people who are wound up, and they will die for what they believe in. When you've got two opposing factions who will die for what they believe in, you've got a real problem on your hands. Bono, it's just a nickname, actually. It's actually, the full title was Bonovox of O'Connell Street, which is sort of a cryptic title. I don't know, it's the sort of thing you do when you're 15. Okay, it's a nickname. It's not the name I was born into, but sort of thrown at me while I was at school. A lot of other names were thrown at me while I was at school, but that is one that stuck. Forms of physical violence. And particular pet hate of mine is pretend violence, which I often see in this country and other countries, whether it be sort of some heavy metal casualties or punk rock ideas. We come from a country where violence is real, and it makes me a bit sick to see people playing with violence, playing with something they don't fully understand. Middle class kids acting out a part, just like the movies. The worst part about it is that the actual acting out of the part often becomes reality and turns into real violence. People do get hurt. People do get scarred, internally and externally. If human life isn't sacred, well, then you can take it easily. I mean, look, we kill cows to eat them, right? So what's the difference in killing a human being? What's the difference? You tell me. If it's not that a human being has the potential for, I don't know, eternal life, he has a spirit. I mean, think yourself. It's different. It is different. You know, it's not just that we're brighter and we know how to use a knife and fork and a pig doesn't. You know, it's not just that. You're aware when you slay somebody that you're doing more damage. Okay, well, enough said. There's no right or wrong when it comes to putting a gun to somebody's head. There can never be. And in fact, if you examined a struggle in Ireland, it's more than a struggle for a united Ireland, because that's going to happen eventually anyway, okay? It's being motivated by mafia-type organisations, money, organised crime. When you get down to it, the people who are keeping it on the boil are people who are frightened that if it goes off the boil, they'll be out of a job. Okay? Protection rackets. Whatever.
Hot 103.
I've got a belief in people. I like people. I like to talk to people. I think there is hope for people. I believe that, you know, there is a real purpose for being alive and being on this earth and kind of getting a job and getting married. See, if you start telling people that they're, you know, that we just exploded into existence and we're going to explode out again any minute, they start to live that way, okay? You start telling people that we're all really animals, and maybe they start to act a bit like that. I think that man is very special and has great qualities, you know, love and all that. I believe man has a special spiritual quality. You know, I don't believe, you know, I believe in God. I believe that God has a purpose for people, purpose for people's lives, if they yield to that. I'm not into preaching to people. I'm not into God. This is my own personal view. I believe it's there. But a lot of people, and I believe God has given people free will, right? So there's people who say, well, I've no time for this. I want to just live my life, and I want to just burn out, and that's it. And I think God's love is such that he actually says, okay, you know, I don't want robots. But it's not for me. I mean, religion frightens me, let me say that. I mean, you know, our country is a country that's been torn in two by religion. And I don't think Jesus Christ would have much time for a lot of the fighting and bickering that goes on.
Hot 103 WAPP. Hang on now. We'll be right back with our final segment with Bonham.
I have to admit, I wasn't all that nice a little boy. I was a bold little boy. And, in fact, right up till last week. And so I could never imagine, you know, I used to give a lot of people a hard time. But I was wondering why, you know, they would still persevere. Like, for instance, see, my mother died a few years ago. And that kind of, maybe, kind of gave me a bit of a kick in the pants. Because I realized that maybe I hadn't ever showed any sort of real affection towards her or anything. I was a very selfish person. But still, a mother's love is like, if you walk away, I will follow, no matter what you do. And then it goes right on up into sort of eternal love, even into, you could think of God's love, because I can't figure out why God would still love people. And yet I believe he's got that same determined that love, I will follow if you walk away. I would like to think that in our music it does communicate. Even if it doesn't communicate a story, you know, like Johnny met Mary, Mary and Johnny walked home, and Johnny stole Mary's purse, and you know, you've heard it once and that's the end of it. Even if our music doesn't communicate little stories like that, I would like to think that it communicates an attitude or an emotion. I don't want people to ever think that U2 is a political band, or U2 is using the stage as a soapbox, you know, or a rock and roll band. Make very exciting music on all different levels.